Well, it's time for Changing Australia today, and just a warning that we'll be discussing family and domestic violence. Leaving a violent relationship can be a difficult and very dangerous decision, even with the increase in domestic violence support. More than a decade ago, Rachel Lloyd and her twin toddlers fled their own situation and they were thrown into a world of unknowns. The guiding light, Rachel says, was her case manager, a resource that she's now committed to providing to others. She's the founder and CEO of the Lekahi Foundation, is my guest this morning on Changing Australia. Rachel, welcome to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
What do you most wish that people understood about how difficult and how dangerous it can be in some circumstances for a partner and or kids to leave a situation of domestic and family violence?
Oh, it's such a complex issue. It's really hard to narrow down into one thing, but I think one of the key things, as you mentioned in the introduction, is for me making sure that there is that support out there, that the support is available to assist women and children or any victims of domestic and family abuse to not just leave but to move forward with their lives. And we have to stop focusing on solely the crisis. Obviously, when women and children are leaving, they need to leave for their own safety. They need somewhere safe to go, but then we need to help them to reestablish their lives. And we have to focus on offering that long-term support and funding it effectively.
And we know to step through this very difficult threshold to leave and to want to start and have the opportunity to start again, for some people it will take years to get to that point and some may not get there at all. This is very difficult.
Absolutely. We know that, 80% of intimate partner homicide victims are women. We know women are being killed in Australia far too regularly as a result of domestic and family abuse. And the average woman leaves 7 times before they leave a relationship for good. Mm. We believe at Lekahi that if there was long-term support available, and in certainly in our case where we do provide that long-term case management, that women will not leave 7 times, because if they can access that support, they are supported with financial, emotional, practical support to help them to reestablish their lives so they're less dependent on their perpetrator. And obviously we hope that they will leave sooner so that we're not seeing those levels of homicides occur.
Rachel, can I ask you briefly about your situation, if that's okay? You and your toddler twins at the time, you made the decision to leave. How big was that decision for you?
It was such a huge decision for me. I had left prior to having children and gone back, and I'd thought about leaving many, many times after I found out I was pregnant, after the birth of the children, as they reached their first birthday, but I just couldn't quite find the strength to leave again. I didn't have any family in the country. I didn't have the financial means. It was terrifying. And ultimately, the coercive control is what kept me and keeps so many others in that relationship. But there was one final incident that actually allowed me to find the strength through my children to leave, because I realised I was probably never going to do it solely for myself, but that I didn't want them to grow up in that situation, and I didn't want them to grow up without their mother. And that was a harsh reality for us, that that could occur. So I finally found the strength to leave and I never looked back. But the reason that I didn't look back is because I had that caseworker supporting me through that process. She was there every step of the way. We had 5 different homes in 7 weeks. Everything that could go wrong did. And she was there at the end of the phone or, to meet up, and kept reminding me not just where I'd come from, but where I was heading to and the life that lay ahead for me.
It sounds like that was a real lifeline for you, Rachel, to have one person rather than bouncing from trying to get this bit of help from there, this bit of information from there, to have someone who was there for you. It sounds like that made a huge difference.
It made the world of difference. And actually, I spoke to my caseworker yesterday. it's nice to still check in from time to time. We don't speak as often now, but having that long-term support means the world. We have to remember that the systems in Australia that victim survivors are working through, the criminal courts, the family courts, they don't end in a couple of months. And domestic and family abuse doesn't end when we leave. So we need to offer that long-term support so that these victim survivors have somebody to hold their hand through all those processes so that they don't feel that the perpetrator may be the only option for them.
Tell me about the work that Lakahi, this organisation which you've founded, what are you providing when it comes to caseworkers for those who are trying to leave these kinds of situations?
So I established Lakahi in 2016 and we opened our doors just over 5 years ago. And in that time, we've supported over 250 families to live free from abuse. So what happens is clients are referred to us through other services, or they self-refer because they've heard about what we do. And we support them with whatever they need. We have a pantry and clothing in our office from Thread Together. We help them with financial support. So we'll help them apply for the Leaving Violence Payment or Victim Services. We will help them find legal support either through legal aid or through other lawyers. We'll help them find somewhere safe to live. We will go with them to court. We will go with them to school if they have to have a meeting with school. We help them with find counselling or psychologists. We help them to attend parenting courses. Whatever it is they need, it's a very holistic support. And the main thing is we support them for as long as they need. So we have clients that may only work with us for a few months, and we have clients that have been working with us for years. And the cost of that is much less than the cost of a client returning to, a victim survivor returning to a perpetrator. So when the governments don't want to fund these services effectively, state government and federal governments do not want to fund these services, what they forget is the impact that they have, that this has financially. But also we have a 97% success rate. At Lakahi, 97% of our clients do not return to an abusive relationship. And that is huge. We are helping these women and children to live free from abuse for the rest of their lives.
What's this like for the caseworkers themselves to be this person who is connected with a client? It sounds like it would be very rewarding, but also a very demanding role as well.
Yeah, I was about to say exactly the same. I think it's very rewarding for them. They get some great results, but it's also can be very frustrating when we're coming across services that are not collaborative, that are not trauma-informed, and we just keep hitting brick walls. I guess what keeps us going is that we're the ones hitting those brick walls, not the victim survivors, that we do build those very special, trusting relationships. Victim survivors find it very difficult to build trust with anybody because of what they've been through, and yet they can trust their caseworker, and we see those relationships developing. And for me, it's about taking care of my caseworkers. So I don't let any of them work more than 4 days, just making sure they have professional supervision, making sure that we take care of them as much as we can, and having a laugh in our office so that we can try and keep that, try and keep it light when we can, so that nobody feels too overloaded.
With online and technological advancements, leaving an abusive relationship and or home is one thing, but does that mean that you get to leave behind that coercive control? Is it following some of the victim survivors much more than it did years ago?
Absolutely. Domestic and family abuse doesn't stop when we leave. And it's not just the technological abuse, it's the systems abuse as well. You know, we've got clients that have been going through criminal court for 2 or 3 years, family court for 2 or 3 years, and children are always used by the perpetrators as well. The child support system. I have one client that is owed $90,000 by her ex-husband, and yet child support seem unable to track him down. You know, it's that. And also, you know, as you said, being stalked, you know, having phones and utilising the children's phones and devices to also allow them to track. So, yes, it's much more difficult, but having that caseworker there is key.
The version of you that left, what do you think you would think of now of the work that you're doing?
It's a different version of me. I think we have to remember recovery and healing is a journey. It's not something we ever get to. I'll never be the same person I was before, but I'm certainly a different person than when I left. I feel really proud and honoured to do the work that I do. I feel very privileged to walk alongside victim survivors and for them to share their stories with us and allow them to be part of our lives. We just want to know that we can keep going. At the moment, Lakahi are, you know, on the verge of closing our doors again because we don't receive any government funding. And that is very, very difficult. No matter how hard we advocate, we cannot access any further funding. And thinking that we may have to close our doors again in the next 6 weeks is a terrifying prospect, not just for my caseworkers, but for all the women and children that we're currently working with and all of those we may continue to support. Women and children that are leaving domestic and family abuse are still waiting on average 6 weeks to access support. That is unacceptable in our country.
Rachel Lloyd, I greatly appreciate you telling us about some of the work that you're undertaking and the work of your caseworkers as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Rachel Lloyd is the founder and CEO of the Lakahi Foundation. And if you or someone you know has experienced or is at risk of family and domestic violence, you can call 1-800-RESPECT. That is 1-800-737-732. You can also call the Men's Referral Service on 1300 766 491.